Welcome to Hot Takes.
What's up, everybody?
We are your hosts, Sophia, Michael, and Sam.
Hello.
Yes.
How's it going?
Sam is a girl, by the way.
Mike is a guy, in case anybody was wondering as well.
It's not Samuel. It's Samantha.
And it's not Michaela either. So, today, we're just going to go off random, off a tangent, on just some of the most weirdest, dumbest...
Just why things.
Just why. Just why are these things the
why?
Way they are.
Oh, so, my God, why?
If this is your first time tuning in, we have a 2-minute clock, and we're going to run through some of these items,
topics.
People, you know, random topics that we got for you. So, we're going to begin. Oops, sorry. It's my Snapchat. Here we go. We're going to start off with 2-in-1 shampoo, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God. Why does it exist? It serves no purpose. How can it be 2-in-1 shampoo when shampoo is supposed to clean your hair and the conditioner is supposed to help your hair? What? How can it be together? How can you put them together? My brother has one that's 3-in-1 that also has body wash. How does that work? It's body wash, but it's also shampoo and
so that
also
just
conditioner?
Means, so they're, the companies that produce 3-in-1 shampoo... are not only promoting that, but yeah, they are promoting that we go out because now we understand that we could just use shampoo for body wash. It's obviously just the same thing if it's in 3-in-1.
I'm pretty sure it's just soap in that bottle,
so then,
to be honest.
Why don't we just save some money and just buy one instead of buying all three compacted into the same bottle? Because
exactly.
It's obviously the same thing. So it's going to save everyone some money, and that's what's going to cure the national debt.
So you heard it here first, guys. You don't need to buy body wash. It's not necessary.
Listen, the customers of these alleged 2-in-1 shampoos...
that don't exist.
...are lazy, and natural selection is coming for you. You're weak. You're the weak links of our society. Because why can't you, if you're in the shower, why can't you put your shampoo on and then get your conditioner right after?
Take the extra...
There's no explanation.
2 minutes to just...
Take the extra
...thoroughly
mile.
Wash your hair.
We are
Run
speaking to boys
mile.
Right now, by the way. We are speaking to strictly men, because not a female in the universe would use 2-in-1
no.
shampoo.
I don't use 2-in-1 shampoo. I use separate shampoo and conditioner.
Mike
Dry
is great
shampoo
because
bothers
he has nice
too.
Hair,
because
so he's got to do that.
There's such a difference with applying conditioner separately, because it just... does so much to your hair as far as making it soft and as far as, you know, how it holds your hair as opposed
yeah.
to 2-in-1.
Dry shampoo is for the weak,
which
too.
Just feels
Lazy.
Completely
no.
different.
Dry shampoo is great. No, I went to, I visited, oh, dang.
No.
We're
I
done.
Think they're all, any
okay,
scammers
can,
are for the weak.
So we're going to move on with condensation.
This is probably the most annoying thing in school for me and for the person that has the desk after me and for the person that had the desk before me, because every single person in our school drinks coffee, pretty sure. Honestly, I'd say 99% of the people in our school, because
right.
we're struggling students to survive. And so everyone has a Dunkin' or a Starbucks in the morning. And because our school is either an ice box or a hot box, the...
That's a good one.
The condensation on our Dunkin' cups literally soaks our desks, and we have to keep getting up and cleaning it, and then the person after us, like, is going to have a wet desk. The person that came before us gave us a wet desk because they also had a Dunkin'. It's just the complete worst.
That's why we have Swell bottles now.
The Swell bottles suck because they keep falling off desks, and when Brian's Swell bottle falls over every day in lit, it scares the living poo out of me. Honestly, guys.
Double cup it. I think if you get a double, I mean, I know it's obnoxious, but the solution to that is a double cup.
I was about to say you're killing trees, but like, it's plastic.
No, plastic. Get
yeah.
a double dump.
Add it to a landfill, Sophia.
Cup.
Just kill the earth. Why don't you?
Oh my, you know what?
Just take the earth and stab it.
Sip out of something that doesn't condensate.
Just use Miss Vaknin's technique. Just put a napkin under the cup.
Yeah, but then
everything.
The napkin gets wet.
Yeah, but then around
but you're saving
the
desk for the next person.
That's true. That would be kind.
What about
be
around
courteous.
The cup?
Put a napkin under your cup, guys.
No, around the cup. What do you do for that?
What about under the cup?
You suffer.
Under
you
the
suffer,
cup, you just
that's
said.
What you do. You suffer.
You put it around the cup, you're going to grab the napkin instead of the cup, and when you go to drink, it's going to fall out of your desk, and you're going to have coffee all over your pants.
And then you're going to cry. And then it's a horrible day, and you need your mom to come get you, but she's not going to come get you.
And people are going to accuse
gonna be...
you of peeing your pants.
It's just coffee.
This went down a dark path, guys. Just don't put a napkin
around your cup. Condensation's
terrible,
and we all know it.
That's Mike's alarm.
That's right.
Still going off. He can't get it to stop.
Okay. We all have iPhones, if not everyone has a smartphone.
Clean it. Just clean it up.
But I'm going to talk personal experience here. Like, I used to have a I don't have a screen protector anymore because I bought one of those $30 screen protectors and it broke as soon as I started to clean it. So don't buy them. They're a waste of money and they don't work. And it's like, I don't think I'm a dirty person as far as hygiene and whatnot.
I don't think any of us are.
We all understand that everyone has oils on the side of their face.
Of course. but like, just when I go to clean my iPhone screens, weeks, like a week after, it'll just be submerged in dirt and dust and lint.
How does it sticky get in stuff? There?
I have no, no idea, but it
our
just happens.
Our fingers are on it all day. Like, we have oils on our hands, but
does happen.
Why does it stay? Oh, my God. The worst is when someone's eating and they get, like, stuff on their phone and then they leave it there. And then you have, like, that
sticky stuff.
You have that layer.
Oh, yes.
You have that layer on your phone case where you can feel it under your thumb of just, like, dried oils and
yes,
food. Oh,
that's
God,
terrible.
That is the worst. It's, oh, I see it all the time at the restaurant. Wing sauce.
Oh, yeah, wing sauce is the worst.
Oh, my God. I got wing sauce on my phone last night, and I almost wanted to cry. I wanted to put it in the sink. You can't do that. Don't put your phones in the sink, guys.
Sticky stuff, like granola bars, and it gets on your fingers, and you go touch your phone. There's, like, that residue from, like, the sticky.
The residue from Cheetos.
On your phone.
Stupid Cheetos.
Yeah.
I love you, but I hate you.
You know, just clean your screens.
You could get like one of those wipes, the Lysol wipes.
Still doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
Have tried it. Does not work.
Because then it leaves streaks on your phone, and then you got to, like, rub it off, and then you're rubbing it with the oils that you just tried to clean off of it.
So what do you suggest?
It's an endless cycle of pain, and you just clean it.
Yep.
You can attempt it.
That's all you got to do.
The effort is there. We will see the effort.
We all know this person. Very famous today. For God knows whatever reason, but...
Her badonkadonk.
Kim Kardashian.
Why?
Tell me why.
Sigh. She's famous for doing bad things on a computer.
That family, let me tell you, they are...
They are the most materialistic...
They are the saddest depiction of America.
Oh, yes.
Really.
Absolutely.
Like, you thought Jersey Shore was...
Yeah, really. They're, like, Jersey Shore on steroids.
They are. They're worse.
Yeah, but Jersey Shore is strictly for Jersey.
Yeah, they're on steroids.
We are stereotyped in Jersey, but they are just America. People must see that in, like, France and Italy and be like, America, what the heck are you doing? Why are you worshiping these people? But honestly, if we're going to get real here, Kris Jenner is a freaking genius. This woman marketed her daughter's mistake with Ray J. Marketed her daughter's mistake with Ray J into a $1 billion thing. Kylie Jenner's 19, living like she's a...
People make the argument that Kendall and Kylie and Khloe, I guess now, she has like those cocktails or the dieting or
Khloe
whatever.
Khloe has like two of her own shows.
People say that they do things. And I understand Kendall models and Kylie does the makeup and that's all well and good,
Kylie
but...
Kylie doesn't do
you
anything.
Got there
Kylie just
because
got lip injections.
They both got there because their older sister... was a bad person.
Yeah. Kourtney is literally famous for having a cheating husband and a sassy mouth.
Which we
all... That's wonderful.
Probably.
Which we appreciate. Kourtney's one of the funnier ones. But Kim is just an airhead. And I think her butt's filled with air, too.
Nobody says, I watch that show and is proud of it. They say, my guilty pleasure is the Kardashians.
Because it's a great show and we all love it. But we don't.
Nobody,
we
hate
to love it.
Proud. Nobody takes pride in watching
that. We hate
that.
To love it because we know it's bad.
How do you
yep.
feel, Michael?
I mean,
it's like the Cheetos. It all comes full circle with the Cheetos.
That's right. I mean, I don't watch the show. I don't really try to associate myself with the stuff that they do, but I just watch it all go by. And I know that everyone really gets a kick out of the shows and everything that happens, but to me, it's just like...
I think most girls do, because they're like, oh, we hate the Kardashians, but secretly, we all want to be a Kardashian.
Who doesn't want to be rich and famous?
And probably. Beautiful.
I guess there's some people out there. But I guess we'll never know. So we're going to cut it short on this one today. So that's all the time we have.
Signing off for Sam and Mike. I'm Sophia, and you were listening to Hot Takes.
You got
have
any,
a great night.
Any replies as far as just anything, make sure you leave us a comment on our blog page.
Anything that angers you, just throw it up there.
www.hottakes.edgyblogs.org. And I don't think we're doing another one of these, so thanks for listening.
So, we're not going to do another blog or follow up your comments, but, you know, leave them there if you feel like it. Peace. You want to put that energy in.
Peace special. And blessings, everyone.
All right. Peace and blessings. You didn't sneeze.
That's right.
Bye.